Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty Shop in Metro Saranac. If you've not been there, don't blink because it's a three-block-long city. But you want to go there because if you are a Flatlander like I am and you need a pasty, that's the place to go in Saranac, Michigan, between Ionia and Grand Rapids on M21. Anyway, today's Man Law, short but sweet. I'm reminded by the Baritone of Beer Chaz that if a brewer visits the Grilling Guys show, they better bring beer with them. And we've had a couple in the past that haven't done it.
Boot them back to the
other
side. They
generally
of the
don't get an invite back. I'm just going to give a little tip out there. Not that we're that in a bag of chips, but you know what? There's just some rules, and that's one of them. But anyway, fellas, like I said, Barbecue Bob, he's recovering from vacation, so we got to wrap
that,
this thing up.
Is that kind of a polite way of saying detox? Or
yeah, yeah, right, yeah. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. So want to talk a little bit about smoking fish. Chaz is headed to Latvia to go catch some fish on the USA ice fishing team. So, Chaz, you've caught a lot of fish in your day, and you smoke a few of them. Let's give a couple tips and techniques between the two of you guys on how to smoke a good fish.
Well, smoking fish, you know, first rule, never overcook the fish. So you got to realize you're dealing with a very delicate meat. You're dealing with sometimes very small fish, because if you've got some that you can't get a fillet off of, smoking is an excellent option. And so what I'll do is if they're big enough to scale, I'll scale them. But otherwise, I leave the skin on. Gut them old school. I'll even leave the head on them and stuff and smoke it. And then just like when you're serving a trout chop, you know how you do the skin peel. And then your fork just flakes the meat right off the bone. And you don't lose as much right there. It's just so simple and easy.
And you don't end up with a whole bunch of bones in your meat.
Right, because what you can do is, the head is if you want to do it man style. If you're serving the ladies, I probably would take the head off it. But at the end of the day, like a trout, when it's smoked and it's cooked properly, that skin peels back, you can grab that spine and pull it out of there and get every bone out of the fish, and then you just got a little delicate pile of meat. Whether you flake it off with a fork or you decide to pull that spine out, at the end of the day, that fish is ready to eat right there with not a bone in it. And you know what? If you've ever served fish to people before, that's their number one fear is choking on a bone, right? So it just eliminates it. But now, do you season it at all, Drew, when you smoke your fish?
Typically, when I do my fish, and you know, I'm talking the traditional, you know, here in Michigan, we got our salmon, we got our Lakers, you know, our big fat greasy footballs out there on the lake that aren't good for anything other than smoking. Whitefish, walleye, but typically we'll put them into some type of a brine that we talked about a few weeks ago, where we're trying to get some flavor in there and a little color when we go to smoke the fish. But so I'll use like brown sugar, some different acids like lemon juice or orange juice, lime juice, apple cider, beer, any of those to add a little moisture to that sugar and the salt mixture. And we want to cure that meat first a little bit to get some of the flavors in there when we're brining and curing it together. But you want that high salt content so that we push that flavor into the meat. Then we want to wipe that brine cure off of the fish and make sure that before we throw our fish into the smoker that it's as dry as possible. And I mean, you got to pat it down with a paper towel. And the reason being is if your fish is wet at all when it goes in the smoker, what's going to happen is the smoke's going to hit that moisture on the outside of the fish and then roll right off, and you're not going to get the smoke flavor into the fish. You want to make sure it's dry so that smoke will adhere to it. Otherwise, it's just going to roll right off.
Wow, that's a great tip. I've known that, but I don't think we've ever pointed that out to anybody before, is that when you put any meat on the smoker, you want it to be dry, right? Well, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Drew, it's been 3 weeks now. We've had a wonderful time. I appreciate you setting in for Barbecue Bob.
I haven't missed him a bit.
Right. Chaz, best of luck to you and USA Ice Fishing as you guys go represent the U.S. in Latvia. And you know what? Fish them off the lake, brother.
I'm going to have to download a couple of podcasts, the old episodes, just so I can catch up on Bob being gone.
Right. All right. Well, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll be talking with you next week.